first off, I'd like to start by saying that I am very thankful to get the opportunity to be able to go on this mission trip this year. During this mission trip, we had some difficulties during our first few days. For example, on the first few days when we asked questions to the class, none of them would like raise their hand and answer any of the questions. But later on in the week, when we like got to know the students better, they were like very participant. They were like willing to raise their hand and even volunteer for stuff that we had. Later on, we even got to talk with some of them like after class, and also we even got to like play basketball with some of them as well. So, and lastly, I'd like to thank the people of this church for the support you've given us during our trip. So yeah, thank you.
I am very grateful to be able to go on the missions trip this year. I was the youngest on the team, and I was paired up with Grace and Sarah. We taught elementary school students, which were made up of 5th and 6th grade students. The mission trip not only helped us make good friends with the students, but also with our other team members. We not only helped others learn, but we as teachers learned as well. I thought it'd be really hard to spread the gospel to them, but some of the students were really interested in it, sometimes came after the lessons to join our devotions. Anyways, it was a fun experience to go out there with friends and family to share the gospel to kids in China who have never heard of it and to improve their English as well. Last of all, I would like to thank everyone who prayed for us throughout the missions trip and to everyone out there who supported us. Thank you.
我们全家能够在一起在组里一起侍奉，真的十分感谢主，也很感谢弟兄姐妹对我们各样的支持。那在这个短宣过程中，我们也看到了我们两个孩子在家里不太看得见的一面，比如说他们很更加的成熟，也更加的有责任心，有爱心，有包容。那让我们做父母的也真的是十分的欣慰，特别是我们在一起，大家在一起有灵修、读经、祷告的时间。 我真的是深深的感受到，他们不仅是我们的孩子，也是在主里他们也是我们最亲密的弟兄姐妹，真的是十分的感恩。那我们团队里的其他的youth也真的是也都很让我们刮目相看，也是很为他们感恩，也为他们感到骄傲。愿一切的荣耀和赞美都归给我们天上的父神。
首先感谢大家在祷告上的支持，我们看到于燕执事的 email 给我们祷告，给我们很大的鼓励，也深深体会到这个短宣不仅是我们20个人队员的参与，更是传教会在宣教施工上的同工。其次也要感谢弟兄姐妹在金钱上的支持，这次短宣我们一共收到了7612元的团体募款，其中绝大部分都是我们教会的弟兄姐妹的奉献。 这些钱基本解决了我们在10全1个多星期的支出和 Youth 从家到西安的来回火车票。最后我要分享一下我们全家在准备给家长那个亲子关系讲座里面的收获。从10月初开始，我们就开始收集资料，我们也进行思考，也对我们自己家里亲子关系的现状进行反思。上帝的话语成为我们每日生活中随时的提醒和帮助。我相信在10全和西安的讲座和讨论， 对当时的听众，有所帮助，也更成了上帝对我们家的祝福。谢谢大家。
It was my first time going to the missionary trip, so I was a bit nervous. Hearing Grace say all the good things about Shichun made me feel better. To be honest, I didn't feel like I wanted to go on the missionary trip at first. I was afraid I was going to mess up somehow, or I might argue with my sister. I didn't want to disturb anyone, but my father persuaded me to go. I was really excited to see everyone in Shichun. When we went to the school to teach, I was nervous I wouldn't do good. I was wrong. It was really fun, and I really enjoyed being there to teach the people English, even though my Chinese wasn't the best, and all I did was help Grace. I'm really happy to spread the gospel with this church.
Hi, everyone. This is my first time going on the mission trip, and I was so glad we were able to go as a church. It definitely gave me a lot of experience and a lot of fun to work with people from a different country. Even though I've been to China many times before, I never really tried spreading the gospel with the people there. First, because I didn't know anyone, and second, it's because my relatives, they know we come from America, so they won't judge us on the way we spoke. But this is my first time working with the people there and actually making friends there too. When we were in Shuqian, I really liked spending time with my students, even if they were older than me. I sort of followed what Michelle taught since she had the experience. I also helped by writing the lessons on the board and giving side comments. I liked bringing the liveliness to the classroom because that's just my personality. When we were out of the classroom, we would go shopping with them and let our students take us around town and like show us what's special about their place. And we bought a lot of friends. We bought a lot of stuff together and spent a lot of time together. I really enjoyed it, and I really look forward to going again and see my friends again and also make new ones too. Thank you.
其实Sarah开始他们都很谦虚，我只是讲我们家的，别人家不，他们那个做了很多工作，就是他们在石泉和那个牧师在一块，就是Sarah在给那个一个扶贫的茶的那个礼物，扶贫款，Sarah有一个很好的这个。性格就是他喜欢帮助那些没有声音的人，就是 Sarah 在讲课 ，Sarah 在 teaching，就是 Sarah 的 friend 在那个给 Sarah 编辫子，就是快走了他们那样，Carol 呢性格很好，他那个就是在他们是比较大的孩子嘛，进行那个小组的。 讨论里头那个比较讨论比较活跃，而且能够和他们交流比较好。他在和那个他们一起做手工，不管是 speech 还是在那个大姐姐们 Grace 和这个 Michelle 嗓子那个唱得很那个痛的时候，我们 Carol 也能出来能够带领大家一起唱歌，这是那个 Carol 在 Karen another。 是他和他的这个小小朋友，这是和他爸，这是整个他们的 youth team 啊，这是我们在那个路上，我们在旁边的路上，就是妈妈这每次都是默默无闻的那个帮助那个我们小组学习，这是过这个河，那个还是很蛮险的啊，有的人他就没过去，这能告诉谁什么？这谁？这女孩是谁啊？米笑，那个。 手是谁啊？我只是一个连业余都不知道，这那个什么。但是呢，我觉得这篇那个这个照片是很有意义的，因为这表现了我们很多就是作为父亲的，我们跟孩子一起去宣教的人的心情。我们这次有很多父亲在那个一块儿和孩子们那个一起。 做这个宣教，但是我们看着我们孩子的成长，你们没看见，因为这个挡了我，让你们去想象当时安利兰的这个眼睛是什么。 眼神是什么样的。我看见了，我很感动，但是我手不行，慢了。但是所以我就给你想象，这是我们那个做父亲的看孩子在宣教中成长，是我们是多么的我没有语言来形容这种心情啊。但是相同的一样是，当我们的父神在天上看着我们这些人在中国做宣教，他是会很欣慰，他会说这一切都是好的，这是我们所期望的啊。
I would like to thank God for giving me the opportunity to go on this mission trip. I was truly touched by how wonderful and sweet the children and the students were, but also pitied because without the Lord, they cannot be saved. I met one really sweet high schooler named Tony. He was a great friend and helped us in every way possible. He was open to learning about Christ, but he was a Buddhist. Seeing this made me realize the importance of spreading the gospel. We also visited the poorer regions of Shichuan. We had the children there and the adults there had to farm for their own food, and they had no electricity. The children also had to walk and had no school bus to take them to school. So every time I hit a minor bump on the road of life, I would think about those children and realize that not everyone has the privilege that God has given to us. Thank you.
Thank you. 四句话，第一个是我们所做的一切都是神赐给我们的智慧和胆量。第二个，真是石泉是一个很美的地方，人民勤劳朴实。那罗玉就跟我说，你看他们照样婚丧嫁娶，但是在大洪水来的时候，他们都灭亡了。那我们石泉看到这些人，真是我们就觉得我们该去让他们听到福音，让他们真是从那个我们最后审判的日子被拯救出来。然后第三句话，真是就是我们和孩子们一起去，一直以为是我们立的他们，但实际上孩子这些幼子们一直在激励着我们，包括我跟 Peter 后来的一个，包括他自己的一个反思和悔改，让我真是深深的 touch。 然后孩子们也都说我们下次还要去，他们是需要我们的。最后一句话，我是想说我们一点一滴的做成都是我们整个教会的一起的，你们的支持，你们的祷告，你们的所有的一切都是我们一起做成的。所以今天我们一会儿要一起吃喝快乐，庆祝我们在主里一起的得胜，是我们全教会的得胜。谢谢。
大家好，非常感谢上帝为我预赐这次的那个出行。然后其实我之前是不知道，我是在去的前一天晚上我妈妈才跟我说这件事情，然后我就很快就同意，然后我们第二天就去了。然后我去那里也不是老师，我只是一个学生，因为然后就跟石泉的同学们一起听 Michelle、Kara 他们给我们这一组上课，然后会然后就跟他们一起学习。然后那里的同学也很好，然后晚上会有带我们一起出去玩，然后带我们去 shopping。 然后就本来我也没有要来这里上学的，然后陈彪牧师就在这里为我找了一所学校，然后为我准备了，然后也让我在这次短宣中提前认识了很多这边的朋友，然后一个人过来在这边就不会觉得很陌生。然后就非常感谢上帝为我准备这次的活动的经历。
就是日常生活就不多说，大家说的都非常好。那么我说一下我心里的事情。就是我感觉这次短宣是一次 行道的过程，因为平时就是说我们有人撒种，有人收割，那么我觉得我们这次就是去撒种的，甚至连撒种都不算，我们只是去耕地的。那么我们这个耕地呢，就是两三年耕一回，那个浇水也是这样子，次数不太频繁，但是呢这的确是神伟大的工作，因为我们这些生活在这里的小孩怎么可能与那些实权的小孩的生命的轨道相交呢？这完全是因为神对我们伟大的计划与我们生命的改变也是一次。那么okay, so our trip was really good, and I also thought about many things likewhy we have to interact with those people, and I feel that they couldn't really understood what our message is, like, because we didn't spread gospel publicly, and we just talk about them, talk with them personally, and I also had many stories to share with them, but I feel like they're just listening, they're just a listener, they're not one of us.But I can still see like, how God will work through us and work through all these things happening in 1 week. And I'll just pray for them. And also, thank you guys for your support. Thank you.
Okay, so as you guys may know, Jacob...He's in college, so he isn't able to be here. So today I am going to give this testimony on behalf of Jacob. Okay. So, hello, everyone. First, I would like to say I'm sorry that I'm not there to talk to you all in person, but I am thankful I can share my thoughts about the short-term missions trip with you. It can be hard to be in a country where you did not know the language, but I was lucky enough that I was with such a helpful team.Everyone worked together to help each other. As for the mission's work itself, I was challenged at first when I had to teach English to the students in China. I only knew English, so it was hard sometimes to communicate with them. I prayed and received help from both God and the rest of the team, especially Kathy and Peter, who taught the students with me. I made a friend in China, and I was lucky enough to stay in contact with him. My friend's name was Tony, and he was my student.We were able to spend time with him and talk about God. He also showed us some very nice places in Sichuan. I still keep in touch with him on WeChat. Overall, I am very thankful to you all and God for making it possible for me to go on this mission trip to serve and grow in maturity and faith. I really enjoy China, and I want to go back someday. Thank you.
大家好 Hello, I'm back just for the weekend. Okay, so this was my second time going on a missions trip. And during our training, we had 10 adults and 10 youth members. So I had very good confidence that it would be very smooth because each adult could take care of one youth member. So we have like a chaperone. But either way, the youth group members and the adults got along very well, which was a huge weight off everyone's shoulder.And so some of the best moments when we were in China was meeting together as the whole team again. Each person went to China at a different time and at a different place for a different reason. But when it came to the missions trip, everyone came from all their separate locations to one spot in Xi'an. And that's where we all met. Everyone was on time and everyone was safe. So I was very thankful that God let that happen to us. So the first few days of the missions trip, when we were actually teaching, it was a little bit challenging for some of us, but...We got to hang out with a lot of our students after class. Usually the guys would play basketball with their male students, and we would play, the girls would go shopping and stuff with the female students. And so, but later on, towards the week, maybe two or three days after, the guys actually ended up joining the girls and going shopping too. And then some of our students took us to the nice street markets, and then they took us to eat midnight snacks, 宵夜.烤雀 羊肉串 and then that was later, and then 麻辣烫 it was very good, very spicy. But we had a lot of good times with them, and they showed us to the old streets, the 老街 of Shiquan, and it was very beautiful. And then we also brought some of our students, our closer students, to our rooms to do a devotional with them so that we could kind of have more personal connections and talk to them more seriously about why we are actually in China. And a lot of them were very interested. We gave some of them our shirts so they could wear, and we signed the backs of them as just like a memory and a gift for our students. And in my group, what I learned the most in China was that, well, my group was Tiffany and Sarah. They were the two youngest, but we also taught the youngest class. Even though they were only slightly older than the students, about like a year or two older, the students still had a lot of respect for Tiffany and Sarah, even though they were also young. But that also just showed me that Tiffany and Sarah are very mature. And it proved that through Christ, no matter how old you are, you can do great things. And so I was very proud of them, and I was very honored and thankful to have the opportunity to work with them. And so God revealed to me that each member played a specific and important role. There is never too many members or too little members for a missions trip. And there is no required age. No one is too old or too young to do God's work. Because in his eyes and in his will, we will do great things and live out his word. And so it was definitely an unforgettable experience. And I'm sure that everyone here learned and grew a lot. And hopefully we'll have another one in a couple years so that more people can join and share this experience too. Thank you.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音 说我呢从来没去过 mission trip， 这次是头一次，但是我的大女儿去过三次，我的儿子去过两次，我的小女儿再加上这次也是去了两次，可是我一次都没有去，我就心里一直想要跟着他们一块儿去。那这次终于上帝就是允许我，就是帮助我这次走出这个 comfort zone。 那我记得在去之前的前天晚上，汉娜姐妹还给我打电话，她就来鼓励我。其实我当时心里有点还是有点 shaking 的样子，因为什么？因为我已经几十年都没有回中国了，所以我不知道国内是什么样子，我不知道我下了飞机该怎么样，我不知道我带着两个只会讲英文的孩子怎么坐 taxi， 我都是很紧张那个时候。但是感谢主哈，那个让姐妹随时的及时打电话给我。那这是一次，还有一次 comfort zone 是我在那个地方，我跟同学们有一个33年的 reunion， 那个也是我期待了很久，可是那当走之前呢，我心里也是非常忐忑，我不知道该跟他们说什么。我觉得我跟他们已经有很长时间的一个 gap， 但是呢，我想起了我离开美国时候的我的那个心情，所以我说走出去，我最后还是走出去，而且在同学们中间，每一天我都在给他们传福音。所以我感谢主，让我鼓励我走出这个 comfort zone 啊。第二点呢是无论得失不得失，务要传福音。这次我是特别的感恩的，就是。这一次的形式有一点不一样，就是我们有一个 workshop 哈，我孩子们的传福音我就不讲，就讲我们大人的 workshop。 那我开始就是总是被大家讲就在预备的时候都说我们不要随时讲福音，不要讲上帝，不要讲福音，因为中国这个环境不会允许我们这么做的。但是呢，我们去的时候永康执事在讲这个亲子关系的时候，还有最后的问题解答的时候，我们都把上帝在我们生命中的理念带出，我们都勇敢地说我们是基督徒。而最后一次上我特别感动，就是在西安有一次，在西安最后一次做那个 workshop 的时候，是陈勇弟兄，他最后讲，你看他刚才讲的都那么好，他那天在那天那个时候讲的时候，他就勇敢地说，他说我们家，他说我在基督教里真正找到了我们生命的这个基础和意义。所以我真的很感恩啊。第三点，这一次去是一个最好的亲子互动。我们在一起经常，你看我们上这么多课，这个课那个课，学习怎么样，亲子怎么样的。但这次是最好的亲子活动。这么多妈妈们，我们这次去啊，家长们全都是副手，主讲全都是这些孩子们。你说父母亲甘愿当副手，我觉得也是一个挺大的一个 challenge。但是我们这些妈妈，这个父亲母亲都是完完全全在 support 的这些孩子们，我们当然分到不同的班里啊，不能自己跟自己的孩子在一个班，这是一个智慧。那 然后呢，我就看到这些母亲们在怎么样 support 我们的孩子们，他们给孩子们每天洗衣服，你知道吗？如果我们不在，那孩子们自己衣服也没法，他们去有很多的活动，出一身的汗，但是我们的父母亲们真的是完完全全 support 他们，而且在这个过程一起 devotion， 一起跟孩子们交流，一起跟孩子们在一起分享我们这个得胜的快乐，所以我非常感谢主给我这样的机会。好，到这。
谢谢弟兄姐妹的分享啊，时间不多啊，那个我就不太具体介绍了。其实我们在这次之前啊，我们刚回来的时候一个月的时候，那个 Michelle 和季青好像已经对总的情况做了介绍哈。那个我其实想说几点，首先一点是我们特别感谢神哈，这一次我们从这次短宣啊，我们看见，因为我们大家可以看到我们这个不同年龄段的还有家长都在一起哈，我们能非常完美的完成这次短宣，包括这个在当地，我去过两次，这是我第二次去狮泉哈，我这次明显的感觉到，当地人对我们的态度啊，包括我们住的旅店的这个服务人员哈，对我们的感觉啊，明显的不一样。我相信这个不是偶然，不是说我们能做什么，我相信神有他的预备哈。那大家可以看到我们这个字啊和这个单子哈，都是我们走的时候他们送给我们的礼物。那当然我们也回赠了他们的礼物哈。这个那第二点我想说的就是我们感谢教会的所有的这个弟兄姐妹哈，在祷告中和在经济上对我们短宣的支持。由于你们在我们最后做这么强大的后盾哈，是我们这次短宣的队员在前面那个有勇气有胆量这个来做工作哈。那个我们这个确实像罗玉讲的哈，我们走之前啊，我们一再的是小心，他包括当地很多人提醒我们，就是这个讲神的时候要不要太那什么哈。其实我们基督徒啊，你到的时候你讲的时候你就忍不住要讲这个事情，你不可能不讲这个事情。后来我们发现其实效果不差，尤其是我记得最清楚的一次，我们去给人发助学金哈，那到最后哎，那个教育局的一个官员他开始主动讲这个神，我们是怎么神的爱是怎么样啊。当时我跟牧师我们几个回来就是很感动啊，就神有他的预备，就是说这个神也借着不同的人的口来赞美他哈。这个最后我要感谢我们这个短宣队的全体队员哈，包括我们的幼师是最辛苦的，因为他们这个要克服很多困难，比方说像有的刚到，像这个 Grace 啊，Jacob 他们就是马上到了就要去，这个身体上的痛苦，这个因为那头毕竟是条件不如北美哈，还有一些这个就是说心理上的这个障碍哈，给人教书，那有的去过两次稍好点，有的是第一次去，还有的教的可能比自己的年龄还大，是吧？这个还有对我们大人也是一样，我们这次除了以往我记得都是幼师在讲，这次我们还有个大人的有 seminar， 包括这个陈勇啊，我就听过陈勇我这个讲，我很 surprise， 所以今天他讲这么好我就不太 surprise， 当年就在国内我就领教过一次，讲的讲的很好。我们的永康哈，还有罗玉在讲，还有我们一些底下的人这个在回答问题上，我们真的是我当时是感觉到我们把这个神要我们说的话都说出去了啊。然后在走之前啊，我们组织一些义卖啊，包括冰冰啊，这个进行非常多的服饰哈。那个相较而言，反正我自己好像做的事情不是那么多哈。那个所以说呢，这个我大概就说到这里啊，因为时间也过了哈。那个我们刚才大伙已经说过，刘全执事已经介绍，就是我们为了答谢整个教会对我们的支持呢，那我们短宣对的家庭准备了些许的点心和饮料哈，供大家这个享用哈。那个去尽情的享用，不是说这个你没有懂内身就没有爱心，我更正一下，刘全这个只是哈。那个在我就说到这里，那我们在解散之前呢，我们在这里做个谢饭祷告，因为到那头就紧张了哈。天父，我们感谢你，主啊，感谢你一直与我们同在，感谢你祝福我们这次短宣，也感谢你为我们在这方面预备和在当地实权这个当地的预备，使我们这次短宣能圆满完成。主，我们把这个荣耀全部归给你。主，我们也为今天的饮食献上我们的祷告。主，求你洁净，使我们每日都从那里获得力量。 也祝福我们在这个饮食过程中的交通，也祝福我们散去的脚步，祝福我们开始的这一周的工作、生活、学习。感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。